Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah will describe the mechanics of the mitzvah of Biur, and we are going to explain this Mishnah based on the opinion of the Ramban. Back in the second Mishnah in this Perek, we discussed the fact that there are different opinions about what constitutes Biur. We mentioned that the Rambam says you actually have to destroy it. Ramban, however, says that the idea of Biur means that you have to be mafgrid, you have to make it ownerless. So we will explain this Mishnah based on the Ramban's explanation that it means to be mafkirit. So Mishnah says, Mi shahayelo peros shvias, a person who has peros from Shemitah, v'higia shasa biur, and the time for the biur of that particular pre has come. It's worthy to note that the Braisa in Maseches Psachim actually gives specific dates for particular types of fruits. It says that you can eat grapes until Pesach, olives until Shavuos, dried figs until Chanukah, and dates until Purim. And all these dates, all of these times are given in the eighth year, the year following Shemitah. Now, when that time comes for each individual fruit, mechalek mizon sholosh seudos l'chol echad ve'echad, you divvy out three meals worth of each type of fruit to each person. When it says l'chol echad ve'echad, it's referring to people of your household and your friends and your acquaintances. And what remains, the way the Tosefta puts it is, he puts it at the opening of his house, and he says, Achenu Beis Yisrael, my brothers, right, the Jewish brothers, whoever needs to take should take. Now the question that the Mishnah addresses is, who can eat after you've done this act of biur, after you've been mafgrit, who can eat? So the Mishnah says, "Va'aniyim ochle machar abir, avolo ashirim." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says that only the poor people can eat after beer, not the rich people. Now, when we say rich and poor here, we actually don't mean actual wealth. Poor here means anyone who is not the owner of the field. And the ashir, the wealthy person, is the owner of the field. So the real issue here is who can eat after beer, the owner, the people who do not own the field, or even the owner himself. So Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that only the people who do not own the field, the person who owns the field, cannot take possession of it again. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Echad aniyim, echad ashirim, ochlen achar habir, both the poor people and the rich people, meaning the people who own the field and people who don't own the field, both are able to eat after beer, after it is made hefker. Now, you may be wondering that the Rambam, we mentioned that his opinion was that beer is, you have to destroy it, so how would he learn this Mishnah? So actually, it's interesting, he has a different girsa, different text in our Mishnah. He actually has the girsa, according to Rabbi Yossi, that echad aniyim, echad ashirim, whether it's an ani or not an ani, ein ochle nachar beer, they can't eat after beer because you have to destroy it. That's how the Rambam understands our Mishnah, because he has a different girsa. We have the girsa ochle nachar beer, that both groups of people can eat after beer. That's why it works out better according to Ramban, who says that beer is, that I make it hefker.